The nation's airlines have been losing millions of dollars a day since last week's terrorist attacks. Major carriers have announced more than 26,000 layoffs and say that figure could reach 100,000 in the coming weeks. They're pushing hard for government aid and made their case for federal relief yesterday in meetings at the White House and on Capitol Hill. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Some in Washington call it airline relief, others call it stabilization. Whatever they call it, it has a lot of support in both parties, as Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said yesterday.
What we're going to do is to try to put the best package together, maybe not with unanimity, maybe with an overwhelming consensus, maybe even with a recognition that there are going to be understandable dissent. But no doubt, I think, should be left that we are going to address this problem.
The airlines in Washington were talking about relief within 2 days after the attacks. House Democratic Leader Dick Gephardt, from St. Louis, home of TWA, was promoting the package last Friday.
I've talked to a number of airline executives in the last 24 hours, and I am convinced that they are seriously impaired.
Retired American Airlines Corporate Chairman Bob Crandall says the speed isn't surprising. The industry just had to take care not to offend Capitol Hill.
I think they raised this issue as promptly as they thought it was proper to raise any business issue. I think, like every American, they were in a state of shock and just horrified by what happened, and of course couldn't raise the issue and didn't feel it was proper to raise the issue, I would guess, instantaneously. But they raised it quite quickly.
In the House, leaders of both parties signed on to the package. It was part of the spirit of national unity that swept the Hill last week. But then the bipartisanship began to unravel over questions of procedure, not substance. House Majority Whip Tom DeLay, from the suburbs of Houston, home of Continental Airlines, told airline lobbyists that Gephardt was maneuvering to block the bill. Other leaders responded by trying to rush it through at 11:15 Friday night. It was a debacle. Members were emotionally drained by the week, and most had gone home. But Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett was still there, and he blocked the bill.
I object to it coming up in this fashion, in this manner. It sends the signals to others who will stand at the door of the Treasury and ask for their subsidy that this is the way we'll do it. I object.
It's over. Objection is heard.
Yesterday, Republican Congressman Roy Blunt, the chief deputy whip, said the House is still on course to pass the relief bill.
I think we achieved part of our goal by at least creating an awareness that I heard over and over during the weekend that the House almost did something this week, showed lots of evidence they were going to move forward.
But yesterday, the airlines were sending a new, even more urgent signal. They gave lawmakers a position paper saying that some of the airline companies are close to running out of cash. They boosted their aid request from $15 billion up to $24 billion. By comparison, the federal bailout of Chrysler in the early 80s totaled $1.5 billion. Not everyone in Congress is eager or even willing to help the industry. One airline lobbyist says lawmakers told him the airlines are unpatriotic for laying off workers at a time like this. Other industries are watching this process play out. Insurance companies are already in touch with their congressional overseers. Julie Rochman of the American Insurance Association says that at least right now, the industry believes it doesn't need government help, but it doesn't want to shut the door.
The conversations with the Hill are mostly trying again to take each other's pulse to assess where we are as an industry and where they are as legislators to determine if perhaps going forward there are financial tools that can be used to ease the burden on various industries.
Even in the best of times, this is a delicate business. Lobbyists say that when an industry asks Congress for emergency help, it gets one chance. It better not come back later for more. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.